Well, so far this weekend, many of you are hearing the teachings in English, while many others of you have been hearing the teachings in Spanish. Every teaching that's been taught by a teacher in English has been being simultaneously translated into Spanish and going out over a different channel. Well, this morning we're going to switch that. So we're going to invert it. In a moment, I'm going to introduce to you a wonderful man who's one of our tremendous coordinators in South America. And he's going to be teaching in Spanish. But for those of you who speak English, you're going to hear the translation into English. So you don't need to touch your controls on your TV or anything else. It'll come through just as you have it right now. And this will be neat. It'll be different. You'll see a little bit what it's like for the people who normally have translations. And it's a little different. It's a little bit like watching a movie dubbed in another language. You know, they don't sync up quite exactly, but the word is the same. And this will be fun for us. I have the privilege of serving as our coordinator of our outreach in Spanish, both here in the U.S. and in Latin America. And one of the tremendous men that I've gotten to know through these years and who's become both a great friend and a tremendous colleague and fellow laborer in this work is a man named Luis Mero, who you'll see in just a moment. And Luis and his wife, Patty, they coordinate the work in the coastal region of Ecuador, all the fellowships in that area, as well as coordinating the Believer Household in the city of Puerto Viejo, Ecuador, which is our leadership training location there. So it's my privilege this morning to be able to introduce to you Luis Mero, who will be sharing God's word with you. So we'll take it away, Luis. You can turn on your microphone and we'll go over to you.
I live in a house of believers and we have a whole household here. And so we had a big fight about it. We were going to hear the people, and it's who. There's a great heart that's Mary Heart's like the greatest medicine we have. And this is fantastic. And everything that we have heard and everything that from Thursday until now is over and above our expectations. So thank you for that, God. And we're so thankful for that. When I think how great God is, I think about the power of a thankful heart. And so when I remember how great God is with us, it's impossible for me to stop thanking him every time that I look at his goodness and everything else and thinking of everything that my mind can think of. I'm so thankful. It makes me know that I'm in the right place, because God and his word are capable of touching the most beaten down hearts and revive it to life. Then how can I not live but be thankful? How can we not be happy? How can we not have a thankful heart and a happy heart? But let's go to the word, and let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Sometimes we think that God is looking for a lot of things from us, or has expectations of a lot of things, needing a lot of things from us, requiring things from us, and a lot of paperwork, you know, and bureaucracy and red tape. But the only thing that he's really saying is what it says here in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. He wants our thankfulness. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So give thanks in what? In all. In everything give thanks. And so some time back, that I knew that there was power behind being thankful. And so we could say thank you. But look at when we say thank you in the word, there's powerful. That changes our lives totally. So we're going to read three different books in the Bible, not the entire book, obviously, but we're going to read passages from, we're going to read Philippians, Ephesians, and Romans. And we're going to identify how we should be thankful. There's a verse that we never read, Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13, we're going to turn there first. It's incredible. It's fantastic. Throughout all this weekend, it's been fantastic. It's been healing. It's been a medicine, really, just like the theme. And it's healed a lot of people and a lot of things that all over lives. I'm sure everybody in all sides of, in all places. Philippians 4:13, what does it say? What does it tell us? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things which through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's go one book back to Ephesians 5:20. Ephesians 5:20. And we're going to just a little farther back from where we were. So Philippians 4:13 says what? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for what? All things. All things. Yeah. Unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's fantastic. So what relationship do we see in these two verses? What's the key word that we see? It's the word all. It's the word all. In Philippians and in Ephesians, it talks about all, but in two different directions. In the Philippians, it reminds us that we do it in the, we can do everything all in the name of Christ. And in Ephesians 5:20, it reminds us is giving thanks in everything. It's everything that's available in our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's incredible. So, you know, we remember what Romans said. Well, let's go see what Romans 4:21 says. Romans 4:21. And so Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, right? And Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Romans 4:21 says, and being fully persuaded, convinced that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. All of it, fully persuaded, whatever he had promised, all of it. So we have an interesting relationship. The key to all of this is what? Is recognizing the all. Is recognizing the all. It's talked about in Philippians, Ephesians, and Romans. I can do all things, giving thanks for all, and convinced that God is powerful to do all that he has promised us. What a great formula. Isn't that fantastic? All. Yeah, and at the end, we're going to hear, throughout the teaching, we're going to see a lot about, we're going to see that word all a lot. That's a God. He made everything available for us so that we can live a life more than abundant. And so I have reason to be thankful. Sure, of course I do. Of course I do. So a thankful heart is the key that changes a situation. Do you know why? Because it helps us change ourselves. It changes our perspective, our attitude. Just as we saw before, there is power in a thankful heart. That's what it has. It has power because a thankful heart recognizes the greatness that's in God's word. It has power. Colossians 3:15 to 17. In the prayers, so sweet and so tender, and we heard, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. A lot of thanksgiving. And you probably alive, you woke up today giving thanks to God. A lot of us. Yeah, that's part of our life is being thankful. That's something that God likes. And we love God. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body. And be you thankful. And what? Be thankful. Yeah. That let the word of Christ dwell in, verse 16, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, see, and spiritual songs, in all wisdom. It's all wisdom. See the all? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And 17, and whatsoever, so it's all, whatsoever you do in word or deed, all that we do in word or deed, Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That's how sweet that is, how beautiful it is. If we could stop the teaching there, it would be great. We can do all things, and we have great grace, and we can do all things, and we can have confidence, plain confidence that we can do all things. and he has the resources to do all that he has promised in his word. So I could live thankful, being thankful. And verse 15 is here in Colossians, we see something. It says we have peace available that comes from God. In a thankful heart, that peace rules our hearts. It rules our hearts. It's, we've heard other teachings. We talk about the heart is the heart of the mind, right? According to the Bible. So when we have a thankful heart, we can live with our thoughts in peace because it rules in our hearts. It totally rules our hearts and our thoughts. Very interesting. So normally to be thankful, so to live thankfully, one has to be thankful for someone or something. So something that they've done, or, you know, they give you a present for your birthday, or they say, hey, thank you, you know. And if it's a small one, if it's big, it's, ah, thank you. And if it's really big, you know, we hug the person. It's very, but that's the way it is. So for us to be thankful, give thanks to God, key is we need to know more of God's word. And so to the extent that we know more of the word of God, the more we see what's available in God's word, we have more options and more chance to be thankful to God, because I can see all the benefits of walking with God and give thanks for it. Let's go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verse 13. Part of this healing that we have in our lives is be thankful in our lives for everything in all moments, all the time. Proverbs 15, 13 says, 15, 13 of Proverbs, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. See, look at the first part. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, a cheerful face. See, I don't know if that applies to me. I think so, because it's a promise of God. But here it says that a merry heart makes beautiful the face, makes cheerful the countenance. And so if we think more, we see that connection of body, soul, and spirit. It's so cool. It's so cool. So we look farther along that the health of our physical bodies depends on that stability that we have in our thoughts that is produced by being thankful. So like I give an example. Instead of looking at how, you know, ugly or beautiful I am, we look at the word. So Proverbs 15:13 says that it makes our face happy, and when somebody is in peace, people want to be with that person, and we're thankful for that. And so that connection gets us to that point. Joe Armstrong, something that he said that the things that we think about a lot are the ones that make up our hearts. That's what he said. The things that we think about all the time are the make up the hearts of our minds. So that if we live by accepting all the things that are given by God, that we can walk with God, we can walk the way we should, separate from the fact that the world's falling around us, and I can live thankful. It's a way of being healthy and walking healthily and living healthily. So being thankful connects us with what's available in the Word, because we recognize what's in the Word. Probably very few people have a goal in their life to be very thankful in their life. Maybe we want to lower our weight, or we want to. But very few have a goal being to live basically thankful all the time. So it's very interesting, because all habits take time to change. It takes time and effort to change. So we've been influenced by TV, radio, movies, people around us that have mistreated us, that, you know, an accumulation of all kinds of stuff. And so we're not very thankful a lot of times, but we're going to start changing that today with our habits. and it takes us a day, a year, a month, a year. So what difference does it make? Who cares? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And so I ask you, do we have anything better to be doing? We have anything more important to be doing? No, exactly, no. So I heard something a while back from something that Dr. Wirral said during the foundational class a long time ago. So I wanted to share this because he understood that the Word of God is the key to everything. And to the extent that we would know more about the Word, it changes everything in our lives. He said the following. He says, get rid of all your other reading material for a while and just read the Word of God. I've proved this consistently through the years that if for the next 3 months you'll dedicate yourselves primarily to reading the epistles addressed to us and apply those principles by renewing your minds, in 3 months' time, you won't recognize yourselves. In three months, you will not recognize yourselves. You'll be such a tremendous person that even the neighbors won't recognize you because you're going to have power. You're going to manifest the renewed mind. You're going to get some prayers answered. There are going to be signs, miracles, and wonders. Why? You know why? Because you're studying God's Word. Because we're studying God's Word. So it's that simple. If we study the Word of God, we have a lot more to be thankful for because we will know what's available and it's going to be reflected in us and it's going to change us. We will know what's available through God and we can live it and see that power. And so remember the teaching, a thankful heart, that power we need to understand and recognize it. And so we go based upon that. A teaching I heard a long time ago when I was in Calceta, and they used to invite me to teach sometimes. When it was in person, I could teach people. And I took a teaching of Bob Chatton's one time, and I was thankful for it. And afterwards, somebody came to me and said, hey, I want to talk to you. Somebody came to me after the teaching and said, sure. I was teaching about thankfulness, and he asked me a question. It sounds kind of simple, but a believer came to me. This made me think a lot about it, recognize something. He goes, why should we be thankful, he asked me. But he backed it up because he gave a whole list of why not to be thankful. You know, you have a whole list because there are things that they're on top of us all the time. And yeah, that's what happens in life. We have all these issues in life. I listened to all the things that he had to say. And then afterwards, I said, why not be thankful? And in my mind, I said, God, okay, you're going to have to help me. How do I answer this? He said, why not be thankful for all the things that I can remember what I taught? Taught him. I said, look, we're not guided by the current circumstances. If we recognize that we're in a good circumstance, then I give thanks for that. That's cool. But that can change. That can change, you know, with our friends, with our work or whatever. But even if I don't have it, even if I don't have that, I'm going to have it because God promises in his word is going to take care of us. So we're thankful for the way that God has gotten us, the way that God loves us, for our spiritual family. So much to be thankful for. That is definitely a great medicine. And so we're going to go to Psalms 18, verse 2. We'll see it again in the Word. Psalms 18, we're going to see a couple of things. I could be hours and hours talking about this because it's in the Word. So many things to be thankful for from the Word of God, but we'll show a couple here that we can remember because I know you already see it, but to be thankful with God. Psalms 18:2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and what? My deliverer, my liberator, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and my horn, and the horn is my salvation and my high tower, something to be thankful for. Let's go to another book. We see who gets there fast. Nahum. we're going to go to Nahum, is toward the end, after Micah and before Habakkuk, Nahum. We're going to go to Nahum 1:7. We're going to see another thing that's this available, and we're going to see it in Nahum. If you don't get there, it's okay. Just listen. So Nahum 1:7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." And so in times of burdens and anxieties, or anxiety or distress, what? He's the one. Let's go back to Psalms 55. Psalms 55. Psalms 55. We can be hours here talking about so many things, you know, but we could talk about it. We have so many things to be thankful for. We could all tell stories about that. 55:22 of Psalms. Psalms 55:22 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." So what can we do? We can leave our burdens to God. That's what we can do. 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Toward the back of the Bible, almost at the back. There's a lot to be thankful for, but we need to identify that. And the best way to do that, to see that power, is to know his word, is to know all that's available. So 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, all your care. So all your anxiety. And so maybe I was anxious right when I started, you know, when I was starting to teach, and I was anxious on the teaching, but I talked with my wife and she called me down. But being thankful to God has great power. But how do we respond to that power? And all those promises, all the things that God has made available. Yeah, we already saw it in the first verse we saw. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, because it's worth recognizing this. It's worth seeing this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says the following. It says, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So, God, he's our rock and our high tower, anything we need for our salvation, for being our deliverer. And it changes everything. He takes all the bad and he removes it or transforms it. How can we be thankful for that? But by way of prayer, we talk to him, we speak to our Father, our Heavenly Father. Go to 1 Corinthians. This is very simple, actually. This is actually very simple. It's so interesting because it reminds us that a lot of us already know, but we forget. Because there's so many things day to day that we forget, and we don't stop to breathe. We rebreathe and we say, "Thank you, Father." Doesn't matter what it is. Just we thank God for everything he's done. And this is interesting. And we do it by praying. 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. We do it by way of our spirit. We do it by way of our spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:14-16. "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth room of the unlearned say amen, and in the giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what he sayest?" Because he's not going to know what you said. So speaking in tongues is a form of being thankful, right? It's a great motivation to do it more and more. It's a great reason to do it more and more, to give thanks to God. Paul, for instance, he prayed a lot. It was understanding a lot in tongues. That's something interesting to start doing, to pray more and more. So we start being thankful to God. Start being thankful for all of his blessings. And even if it's a heavy day or a lot of things going on, or we don't blame him. We thank him for delivering us. We sometimes forget to thank him, and we blame him for things. That's the wrong way of doing it. Because the gratitude, it should be a style of life. It needs to be a style of life, being thankful. Luke 17, I'm going to show you something I really like. Luke 17, because it lets us see the thankfulness, starting in verse 11, Luke 17:11, because it shows us thankfulness as a style of life. I'm not going to do it. Let's see, Luke 17, from 11 to 19. And here it talks about, let's see what happens here. 17:11 of Luke. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, this is Jesus Christ, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village and met 10 men that were lepers. There were 10 of them. See the number. There were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And so one of them, verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And he was and turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So it's a foreigner, right? And Jesus answered, said, there were not 10 cleansed, and where are the 9? And they were not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. He was a foreigner. He's from a different place. There were 10 that got healed, but only one turned around. And he said unto him, arise. Remember that it's the power of a thankful heart. He was thankful. Does that have power? Yes, of course it has power. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Your faith, your believing hath made thee whole, has saved you, has made you whole. 10 were healed, 10 were healed, and only one turned around to give thanks. And so the ungrateful one is never going to see the greatness of God's word, because it's only going to be depend on things that are going well and things that are nice. So when everything's going well, people say, oh yeah, I'm thankful. But people don't understand what it means to be thankful to God. They spend their lives complaining and blaming God for everything that happens in their lives. But according to the context of Luke 17, what can we see? Well, because they can be thankful. To give thanks, yeah, to give thanks is turnaround, is to turn around and recognize that and recognize to return, like an expression to whomever has done something for us. So somebody who's done something for us or helped us out. It's to turn around and think about what happened, what God's done. How many things can we think about so that we can be thankful for? And how many things do we think that we need? Because a lot of times that's what puts us down. We can always be thankful. Let's not be like the 9 that were healed, but they were indifferent. They were not thankful. They were unthankful, actually. But we can be thankful for everything. Hey, you give thanks to God. If you have food, you give thanks to God, because we have to eat. They laugh because I always complain about the food, but no, that's gotten over that. I'm very thankful because we have to eat, right? Every day we give thanks to God, all day and all times, everywhere. Every day, all times, and everywhere. That's where we're thankful. That's where we're thankful to God. So I'm going to leave this as it's a little chore for you. What are you going to do as a homework? After such a sweet time together and being together, maybe we can take some time, if you can do it alone or with somebody, is to remember that moment, that person, or the people that at first spoke the words, rightly divided words to you. Think about that. How they took care of you, how they fought for you, how they did all these different things. There was resources to help you out. And think about it. And God, and how God stitched all that together, how God made that happen. They gave you the word of God. In my case, they spoke the word of God from a cousin from Italy spoke the word to me, and I'm like, whatever. It wasn't a big thing. And he goes, oh, it's okay. He was kind of indifferent about it. But God was putting people in my path to speak the word to me. But in a certain moment, certain time, somebody stood firm for me. He took time. He always worked. He taught me the word. He traveled 7 hours to get to where I live to take care of me, to teach me the word. He taught me limitless resources of God and his word. Well, Godless, thank you, you know. And so we can now be thankful, live thankful to God and everything he has done for us, for each one and every one of us. And if we're thankful for the people who taught us the limitless resources of God, they taught us that. How can we not be thankful with God that is the source of all those resources? See, if I live and I'm thankful for the person who taught me the word, everything we have here available, how can we not be, who's not the source, who's the one that supplies all of this, all these resources? I need to live that way. Remember what Luke 17 is, turn around. Let's look back and we're thankful and we'll change our lives. And we have power through that. We have power through a thankful heart. When I see them, I sometimes think that what's hurt me sometimes in the pandemic is two things. The less important is I couldn't go to the restaurants, which is because we always like food, right? But the second one is that really hurts me is I can't spend time with believers. Throughout all this, it's great to give thanks to God for everything that he does. But when we had fellowships in our house, we were going to start getting back to that hopefully soon. I saw people, and we had advances like this, but in person, and hit people from Colombia, from Venezuela, from other places, from Chile, from Bolivia, all these different countries. They would come and visit us for these advances that we did. I was in some advances in the United States, and I saw the people, and I said, look at the beavers. I wanted to touch them to see if they were real. Because the love that people show every time they do something is incredible, and always smiling. Always smiling. They take the air out of you. So they do everything so I can sit here and listen to the word rightly divided, but always joyous. Always goes, I want of that. That's what I said. I want that. And I gave thanks for that. I give thanks to that. We give thanks to God, and I give thanks for you being here, because we're that family of God, and that we can live thankful always. Look for 1 John 4:21. There are things that really excite us, and the things that excite us most is the base of all the power that we have is see others sharing the great love and the great pleasure of the word. 1 John 4:21 says something really beautiful. And this commandment have we from him. It's a commandment that he who loveth God love his brother also. It's a way of loving is to give thanks. And you don't have to go here, but we can go to Proverbs 17:17. Says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. It's what? It turns into medicine. It turns into the medicine from our theme verse. Is we're part of the family of God. We're part of the family of God. Do we have anything to be thankful about? Sure, we have a lot to be thankful for. So I want to tell you something really quickly, a story. To finish, something that happened a few months back. I have a 2-year-old daughter, almost 3 years old, a small daughter. And see, she and my wife, Patti, were going to go see my in-laws. And I got it in my head to, I don't know what I was thinking, but I did something that wasn't the best. And I said, hey, you're going to go see your grandparents, and you're going to leave me here all alone? And she puts her hands on her cheeks like that when she looks at me. I turned around. And I said, hey, you're going to go with your mother 3 days, and I'm going to be all alone, I told her. And she said something that taught me and reminded me, something I knew, but it reminded me to be thankful to God. A girl of 2 years old, 2.5 years old, right? I love teaching this because it's something I'm teaching here in the house. I'm teaching her A-E-I-O-U. You know, I'm teaching her. But look at what she taught me. I've told a lot of people because it really blessed me. She goes, Dad, she goes, you are not alone. You're with God. Imagine everything that what I felt at that point to be thankful to God first, because, but not in any order, but my daughter teaching me the word, incredible. She teaching me the word, reminding me something of the word. And secondly, because it's true, she reminded me that I need to be thankful to God that He is always with us. It's more than sufficient. That's more than we need. All the resources, all the power here in this Bible, it said God is with us always, in all moment, in all times, at all, any moment, in all moments. So I wanted to read something to finish. It's something that Patti wrote, and it really touched my heart, and I thought it was really beautiful, so I want to share it with you guys. It was about giving thanks. It reads like this: giving thanks is to love God, His will. Giving thanks is to love God, His will. It is to live in the fullness of the word, and it is not only saying it, but living it. It is believing the word and loving what God has left us in His word, using it well as examples. Getting up in the morning, seeing the light of the sun pour in, and believing that this is a grand, fantastic day, and having the privilege to give thanks to our Father for a new day, new adventures, new learning, a new day where I will also have the privilege of being able to ask and hear everything wisely. Being thankful is living life in all of its fullness. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. Thank you, Father, for everything. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us your Son, God. Thank you that we can enjoy the access that we have. Thank you for our families. Thank you for everything you've made available. Thank you for things that I don't even know that I'm still learning. Thank you that you're always there fighting for us. Thank you, Father, for everything that's been given us, and for having permitted us the time to do this and to see that power that's available, that joy, that happiness, that it's all a great medicine that we can live more than abundant life. Thank you, Father, for all this we give you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.